GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Bring your case forward now to the panel of Spironis, Hiltz, and Tyler. And Tyler, it's an A, not an I.
Okay.
And we will decide whether or not it deserves the title of cult status. You can text them to us here, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Lee Spironis, Steve Hiltz from WABI-TV5, and me. And this text message that says, they literally wrote,
nice.
Legend, The Seeker.
I have not seen it.
I have not seen it either.
Nope. Lee? She stumped the panel.
Yep.
Well, no, we didn't stump. We just say that.
So we say, no, that one's not that.
No. Right.
We don't know anything.
So that's wrong.
Legend the Seeker is wrong.
We love you. We appreciate you. But no, you do not
earn
cult status.
It may be the best one.
Could be something amazing in our
eye. It's a very small cult. Write it down.
No,
Legend the Seeker.
Okay, all right. Next, this person submits to us Green Acres.
Okay. I guess it would have to be, if anyone's still watching it, a cult show.
It's on FETV, whatever that is. I have that on my direct.
It was an awesome show for the time. When you consider, it was. The production was different. I know some people absolutely hated it.
I hated Mr. Haney's voice. Oh, my God.
But was that not a spinoff of the Beverly Hillbillies?
I don't think it was a direct spin-off.
It was also Petticoat Junction.
Connected to Hooterville. It was connected to Hooterville eventually, which is Petticoat Junction.
Petticoat Junction,
they all got connected somehow, so that means Paul Henning must have been involved in this
production. If it's a spin-off, do you give that cult?
Well, I don't know that that was... Yeah. It was more like same universe than spin-off, but
all right.
I think.
All right, we're going to give you a maybe then.
Yeah.
Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Big time winner.
Okay. No.
On the list.
Easily done. Yep. Easily done. You win cult status. Congratulations. Yep. Fill out a form on your way out. We'll try to get you paid by Thursday. Okay. We've already decided this, but Firefly.
Yes.
Yes, it is. This person writes to us, the A-Team. The NBC offering, the A-Team. It was held in such popularity during NBC during its... mercurial rise to the top of the ratings charts in the 1980s.
Indeed, they were able to run the same episodes over and over again, and no one cared for a while. It was probably, it's just so hard to see it today. Does it still qualify over time? Does it hold up over time as a cult?
I gotta know.
I'm gonna know from, and that's it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. It's out. Okay. Yeah. Doctor Who.
Yes.
Which version?
I mean.
If you've watched the second season of the latest incarnation just ended, and everything has changed.
Okay.
Oh.
Everything of your if you haven't seen it, everything of your understanding of the way that television program works changed in the final episode.
Okay. No question. Okay.
All right. This person, The Twilight Zone.
Definitely.
Yes.
Because of the way it kept up. But did it not cross the threshold of popularity
that
gives it not cult status?
But you can bring The Zone back every single year, and they do. And it's just always watched. People, and it's remembered. These episodes are remembered by the people who've seen them, and they'll still watch them again.
My children watch it. I mean, when they do the marathons on Sci-Fi on
it's
holidays.
Iconic. Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Caller, hello. Bring your case before the panel of Spironis, Hiltz, and Tyler. What TV show do you think deserves cult status?
Is this a spinoff to Hee Haw or something? What's going on with this show this morning?
We got cult status.
We're cult status.
We are, ma'am, and guess what? You just called in, so you are the Hee Haw honey.
Hee Haw. That's great.
Punky Brewster.
No.
What?
It was pretty popular on a cult basis.
But I don't see people still chasing after it today.
No, I agree with you, although they'll probably show up on the Peacock network at some point.
Okay, this person, has nobody said Seinfeld?
Nope.
I don't know if you can... It crossed the threshold of a level of popularity, which made it appealing to the masses, and it's not just an avid fan base.
I agree. It's not a cult show. I would say no.
Yeah, Steve and I were chatting off air and saying something like Pee-wee's Playhouse is cult.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Seinfeld is so mainstream. Mm-hmm. It's great.
It's great, and it should have been, but it crossed the threshold.
If it hadn't been so darn successful, it would have won our admiration, but no. And I'm sure the producers are crushed.
Yeah, sure.
Larry David is crying right now.
Larry's on the phone right now.
I want to be a cult show.
Yeah. Keeping Up Appearances. the British offering, Keeping Up Appearances. I don't know
what it is. I heard of it, but I have, honestly, I'll admit, not seen it either. So I don't know how to vote on this one. I'm staying.
Oh, okay. Elf.
Okay.
You know what?
I can do that.
Yeah.
Except he eats cats.
Sure.
I think I'm going to give Elf a nod as being too. A cult show yeah. because it's still... And you saw.
George Hale still mentions it whenever we're talking about old shows. Elf is one of his favorite ones. So
it's not an old show to George.
No, not to George. Caller, hello. Plead your case before the panel of Spironis, Hiltz, and Tyler. What show?
I'm thinking The West Wing.
The West Wing. Hang on. Listen offline. We're going to debate this now.
I'm going to agree that it is.
You're going to call that cult?
I will.
Even based on its level of popularity when it was on, that was Wednesday night.
It was popular. I just think there was a certain following there. I think that show has a cachet that is cult.
And we'll say this. People do chase the DVDs down in our office. Mm-hmm. They mm-hmm. circulate the tapes, if you will. Got Lee, it. What do you think? The West Wing.
You got such a... their actors on that show are so famous and so well-known.
Right, Stockard Channing, Martin Sheen,
Alan Alda.
Whitford, right?
Yeah, I mean, Bradley it's Whitford. Amazing. I don't know. I would have trouble with that one.
I have trouble giving that's a cult
Seinfeld
status.
Same difference for me.
Right.
I don't mean to disagree with you, Justice Hiltz.
That's fine.
But there's a lovely robe that you're wearing. Did you get that from Victoria's Secret, sir? Caller, hi. Oh, you're before the panel of Spironis, Hiltz, and Tyler. What TV show do you nominate for cult status?
All right, I'm a latecomer, so I'm not sure if it's been on yet. Mystery Science Theater, the original.
Yes.
Doesn't matter which incarnation you're going to bring forward.
Yeah.
The first one was the best one, though.
Absolutely.
Yep. You got tickets to the Collins Center for the Arts on Sunday evening, do you?
I do not.
You haven't? Did you see that the live show is coming to the Collins Center for the Arts in Orono?
I'm sorry, did I what?
The live presentation, the live show of Mystery Science Theater 3000 is at the Collins Center for the Arts.
I was not aware of that. Thank you for telling me that.
Hank, caller, hang on a second. Hey, Siri.
Sure.
Text message Karen Cole. Hang, buddy, I want you, no matter what happens, I want you to hang on the line, okay?
Sure.
All right, hang on a moment, buddy. I'm going to see if I can score him a pair of tickets from Karen Cole.
All right, that'd be awesome.
Hey, can I score a pair of tickets to Mystery Science Theater 3000 for a listener that just called in, period? He sounds like he's a fan, period, and he just learned that there is a show on Sunday at 7. Let me send that up. Hey, caller, let me ask you something.
This is live, right?
I will continue efforts to try to score you a pair of tickets, but you need
to... That'd be great.
No, but hang on a second. You need to name all four robots on the Satellite of Love in order to win.
Oh, my word. There's no way. It's been too long. I can't remember.
Well, how many of them do you remember?
I don't remember. I remember what they look like. I remember the originals. I didn't get into the later shows. I just didn't appreciate them as much as I did the originals.
All right. Do you remember Crow?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Servo.
Yeah, there were two up, yeah.
Tom Servo.
And Crow, and then the original the astronaut guy, whatever.
Yeah, Joel. Joel is the guy that's going to come to the Collins Center for the Arts on Sunday at 7 o'clock. He's going to be there, along with Crow.
I wish I'd have known that. I would already have tickets. I did not know that. It's interesting because my wife and I used to use that as our date night. We would sit and watch that show. And use that as our date night theater. It was really cool.
That is good. What's your first name, by the way?
Wayne.
Wayne, and what's your wife's first name?
Susan.
Do you think Susan would like to go to this show? Can she get to the? Can you guys get to Orono, the Collins Center for the Arts?
Susan would be beyond excited to know about that.
Well, tell you what, buddy. I just got a text message back from Karen Cole at the Collins Center for the Arts. And she's got a pair of tickets for you, Wayne, and for your wife, Sue, to come to the show at the University of Maine, Orono, this Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Karen is on this. She's sending me back messages right now. By the way, it's Joel's final show in his final tour.
Oh, my.
Which is this Sunday night.
This is just too exciting. I can't believe it. That's probably our all-time favorite show.
Tell you what, Wayne, I want you to hang on the phone. Don't you dare, and pray that your phone line doesn't drop because I have no way to reconnect with you here, okay? Yeah. Because I'm going to take down the information, and we're going to get you. It's not us, by the way. It's not the esteemed team of Spironis, Hiltz, and Tyler doing this. Let me tell you, it's Karen Cole at the Collins Center for the Arts. Okay. You hang on the line for us, okay, Wayne?
I'll do just that.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. That was That's pretty awesome. Cool. That was
I got
fun.
The notes here right from, because Karen just sent the note that it's Joel's final show in his Man. Final tour. Here in Orono, Maine, this Sunday night.
You just missed the romantic music, because he said it was their go-to date night. And I'm kind of surprised that you didn't hit that button.
I don't have everything. It's a cult show. I don't have the entire soundtrack here in front of me. Steve Hiltz from WABI TV5 leading our discussion about cult TV shows. Thank you so much for being a part of our show today. Hey, hang on a second. Mike Estrada is in for George with Sports Next. GHRT time right now is 8:45. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.